Friday morning, a 27-year-old woman and a 28-year-old man robbed a bank in Massachusetts. Police tracked the woman down and went into her house. They found the stolen cash. They also found that she had just been on Google typing, quote, "What happens if you rob a bank?"
God, people are stupid.
They also found heroin package, the package up and ready to be sold. And that was also on the Google, quote, "What happens if you rob a drug dealer?"
Wow, that's I'm just an intelligent human life out
there. Woman and man were arrested, yes.
Well, now that we can get internet pretty much everywhere, we all carry computers in our pockets, tablets, iPhones, you know, smartphones. And it's easy to think that old-fashioned paper books are pretty much obsolete. But you should really be reading them. Not on your Nook, not on your Kindle Fire or anything like that. Actual paper books.
I still love a good paper book in my hands.
I do too. Yes. Because there are benefits to reading books besides just making it through, you know, a holiday flight. A list of six benefits you might not know about. It reduces stress. It keeps you sharp in your old age. You sleep better. It can increase empathy. It can relieve depression. And they help you to learn to read minds or have a theory of mind, which is basically your ability to guess what other people are thinking and feeling.
So read. Read's a good day for reading today.
Yes.
Wedding reception in Wales was interrupted recently when police arrived to tell the bride and groom that someone had just robbed their house. Turned out to be the son of the woman who was dating the bride's father. Apparently, he was upset because he hadn't been invited. He caused about $8,000 in damage to their home while the big reception and everything was going on. And he's getting himself 3 years in jail for that.
Dude, you didn't have to go to a wedding. You didn't have to give him a gift. Why are you upset about that?
Exactly.
Well, there are a million relationship advice things out there, books, you know, articles, everything. And you don't have time to read all of them, so you don't want to even read one of them. So let's keep it way simpler. What's the best relationship advice you can give in just one sentence? Here are six good examples. It shouldn't be you two fighting against each other. It should be you two against the problem. It's not enough to love someone. You also have to like them. 3, you can't control someone's actions. You can only control your response. 4, imagine you're breaking up. Think about what you'd regret having done wrong, then acknowledge those regrets and make them disappear. 5, if your relationship makes you less happy than you were on your own, it's not right for you. And 6, marry somebody who laughs at the same things you do.
The third season premiere of The Walking Dead, huge the other night, the whole zombie apocalypse just keeps showing up in pop culture. Well, what happens if it really happened? We'd be just fine. A naturalist with the National Wildlife Federation says the animals would save us. They would smell all that dead flesh before the zombies could even infect us, and animals would attack and eat all the zombies. Problem solved.
Well, everybody better be kind to those animals.
Stack of Leftovers has been brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor, right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.